Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law and friends, and I sometimes like to describe us as co-parents because we have kids about the same age, and we've been doing this thing for a while now together. So we also are female podcasters who are inspired by other female podcasters, those who are giving helpful advice on motherhood and on womanhood and on life. And on this podcast, we aim to add to this conversation by turning the spotlight onto moms who have inspired us by doing big and bold things with their lives, in addition to being really great moms. We find ourselves talking a lot about our children, but more often than that, what it's like to move through life as women and sisters and friends and mothers. And we know that there's a tribe of women out there who are a lot like us and who love to have these conversations. So for the last 7 months, we've been showing up here. On Mondays, we interview pretty incredible women who have been called mom by children or are presently being called mom by children, but who have shifted the paradigm that aims to stop at that name, that moniker of mom. They're artists, they're entrepreneurs, they're visionaries, they're activists, they're all kinds of women who have tapped into this mother bear.
The mother bear, if you will.
The mama bear inside. And they've dared to live full and joyful and multifaceted lives.
Mondays. It's true. Not duplicitous.
No. On Mondays, we interview them, and on Wednesdays, we come together for little mini episodes where we talk to each other about things that you want to hear about or that are on our minds.
Or that we make you want to hear about, right?
Indulge us.
Yeah, on today's Mama Bear Mini, as we like to call them, we're just going to have a little fun. We had a little fun last week, too, but today we're just going to go for it because it's 3 days until Hanukkah begins, 4 days until Christmas. You guys, if you listened last week, Leslie's deadline for all things holiday has come and gone, and she's been dancing in the streets for days celebrating. Perhaps some of you did not go that route and did not listen to our tips for making the holidays less stressful. That's fine. Maybe you're still scrambling for that perfect gift for great Aunt Judy. But most of us are probably settling in for the season, just waiting for the glitz and the glamour to descend. So today we thought we would just have a little fun, maybe do a few segments, maybe, you know, have a few laughs and celebrate. Because, Leslie, you and I, we're actually going to take the next week off of new podcasts so that we can just enjoy the last week of the year with our families and our friends. So this is actually the final new podcast of 2016. How are you feeling about that?
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. This is episode 86, I believe. So if you miss what you hear here, go back and listen, catch up on some old episodes. But Tessie, you're right. I hit my deadline. So I
did it.
Given myself a deadline to be done with all things holiday. This was a tip that I had heard from someone else that I have been living by for the last couple of years. Basically, what's done is done. I'm not adding anything new to the list. It feels so good because now I'm just able to sit back and look forward to baking sugar cookies and scones for our neighbors with ingredients that I already purchased and listening to Christmas music. And I don't know, I might even put on a Santa hat. I'm feeling so good.
Do it. Do it.
How about you?
I'm feeling really good too. I'm so excited. You know how much I love this season. I'm so excited for Christmas. And I'm so excited for time spent, not just with my little family of seven, but with you guys as well and my Dawson family. I mean, it's just so, so exciting. I love family time. Quality time is my love language. So it just like amps up the next couple weeks, right? Love it. But you know, when I look back at the year, 2016 was kind of a brutal year. And so I'm grateful for this time of the holiday season because it always, you know, it just gives me a little hope, I think. It brings out a natural hopefulness that after the year we've had, or after even really the last few months we've had, it is so needed in my life. It just helps me to not be overcome by fear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we've all felt that in some way this year, just that fear. But I have to agree with you. I think as Christians, especially if you believe in a Christian faith tradition, this season is definitely one of hope. And it came at the right time, I think, you know, for you and me both. Just as a reminder that there is hope to be had. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot during this Advent season. It's something that our family celebrates. We light a candle every Sunday for the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. And I've really been struck by the realization this year that God came to us. So, you know, Jesus was born. Emmanuel means God with us. God came to be with us during a time of anxiety and struggle. And he came to be with us, right, in that struggle. That's where he showed up. And so I think the season of Advent is a great reminder of that. Just we're living in kind of fearful, anxious times. But I think that there is this presence of love with the capital L that's going to be here with us, not just for us, but with us in that struggle.
I love that. Good word, sister. Good word. Good word. Because I don't like to give in to despair, as we've discussed before on this podcast, I think it would be really fun to just hear a few of your favorite moments of this last year. So like the good stuff, you know, why 2016 will not go down in the tombs of history of Leslie Clipsch as being all worthless.
Give
me three of your favorites.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the year, I love thinking about this stuff. I love New Year's Eve. I love a good resolution and a good reflection. So,
me too.
I've been thinking about this too.
Okay.
Some of my favorite moments of this year, I'd have to say that probably the one that was just the best example of light and love for me came on October 11th. My book launched. We had a great party. All my favorite people were there. But, you know, it was that moment after the release party when you and our sister-in-law Emily and our friend Sarah were all sitting on my porch. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
After the party. We had some snacks left over. We drank some wine. And like that moment of just being with my sisters, my friends, in that intimate moment of celebration, that will go down is probably my favorite moment of the entire year. It was so special. I think meeting Cinta's birth family in Ethiopia was pretty big this year.
Yeah.
So that will definitely be a moment that I just treasure forever. And this podcast, like, it's been so much fun. And I have learned so much from you and from the incredible women that we've gotten to interview. I mean, it's run the gamut of expertise, of vulnerability, of different life experiences, and it has been so much fun.
Amen. Those are some three good ones. 2016, not all bad.
Not all bad. What about you? Did you do some scratching under the surface there?
I know. I too love to think about the year because it's hard not to think of the year just in terms of the last few months, right? But it was a big year, and I love at the end going through my blog or Facebook because it's a reminder, right? And one of the first things that popped up was this March 2016, we got to go to the Dominican Republic with my parents and my siblings. No kids, just adults. And it was just so fun. I love those times because Zach and I also got to just have a lot of alone time, the two of us, to kind of recharge those batteries. But also, I mean, my siblings are some of my favorite people in the whole world, as are my parents. So that was just awesome. It just reminded me, like, oh, that was just a really fun week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to this, Papa Frank, we'll do that for the Clipsches too. Anytime. And then also, of course, this podcast came up, and I just, it is at once humbling and exciting to think about, you know, where it started, that it kind of started not necessarily on a whim, but on this, like, let's do it. What do you have to lose? And then people really, it resonated. And so then we were like, this is a thing that we're going to try to be good at, not just a thing we want to try doing, you know? And so it's just been so fun to be on the journey with you. And like you said, meet so many incredible, incredible women doing the coolest things with their lives. I just think it's, man, what a great idea we had.
High five.
All those months ago. High five for that.
And, you know, we have so many ideas. So many ideas. Right. But I'm so glad that this one stuck. I mean.
Me too. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I were to list just three, Zach getting this new job that will start, obviously, in 2017. It'll be one of the big ones of 2016, too. It's a huge deal for him, a dream job, and means some cool things for the family, too. So, yeah, hashtag not all bad, 2016, right? So that's kind of like a recapping. But I know, like you said, you also love looking forward to 2017. So is there something that, like, already on your planner, your notebook, your actual piece of paper planner that you use? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What's happening in 2017?
Well, it's funny you mention the planner, because I'm hoping that under the tree this year will be a brand new planner called the Passion Planner. It's like this whole new, like, level of pen to paper planners.
Really?
Total side note. Okay. But
that's good to know.
But yeah, so 2017, honestly, Tessie, I'm very excited for just kind of a slowed down pace, a lot of naps, to be honest. This year has been, there's been so much this year. It's been a really, really busy one for myself, professionally, mostly professionally. So there was just a lot. There was a lot of travel. There was a lot of action. And it was amazing. It really, really was amazing. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I can really continue at this pace. And so I'm clearing my calendar for 2017. I'm trying to pull it back in. I'm hoping to just chill a little bit. So I think that's really necessary for me. And it's something that I'm really looking forward to. I think, you know, this is such a cliche thing to start the new year with this, but I often need kind of dramatic reminders. When you get busy, it's really hard, as so many of our listeners know, to take care of yourself. And this is happening to me. So the weather's gotten colder. I haven't been running, which is my exercise. And I haven't been making time for meditation, for healthy eating, for these things. And so I'm looking forward to kind of that clock striking midnight. I'm motivated, and I'm hoping just to take better care of myself this year.
I love that. I hate how New Year's resolutions have come to be like a dirty word. Like, oh, you do those. That's so quaint and so cute. I mean, this is good. Sometimes people need this. Yeah. Like, this is the day I started. This is the day I stopped smoking. This is the day. There's nothing wrong with that. That's totally fine. Don't let that kind of, you know, whatever, hating to stop you from doing that. Yeah. Good job, sister. I agree with those goals for 2017. I sign
you
off.
Endorse and give exactly. Your blessing. Wonderful. How about you?
Yeah, you know what? I am excited. There are some big, exciting things for this podcast. Mm-hmm. And just knowing, again, that I get to do it with you is so exciting. Like, we already have some speaking engagements that I'm really looking forward to in the books. Listeners have asked for a newsletter from us, so we've been kind of working on that the last few months to make sure it's really worthy of the time and, you know, people's space, the space in people's inboxes, and just like a few other exciting things that we're talking about, and above that, just really meeting new people. What a cool way to meet interesting women. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. I'm proud of what we've done, but I'm really excited to see how far we can go too. So, you know, keeping on doing that. And then we said it on the podcast, we've encouraged and dared our listeners to do it, but I am excited to just growing roots in the Kalamazoo area. You know, we moved to Michigan about 3 years ago, and it's kind of felt like we've been in a bit of a transition because Zach was working in South Bend and I was working in Kalamazoo. Both of them are 45 minutes in opposite directions from where we're currently living. So we've just not been able to really create a local community the way we usually like to. So, you know, before Zach got this new job, we said if we move, we're moving somewhere that will be, you know, barring obviously any unforeseen circumstances, our home for the next 10 years until our babes are done with high school. So 2017 will be the year I'll start listening to some of that advice on this podcast and really try to cultivate community. It, you know, at once makes me kind of want to throw up just thinking about how hard it'll be, but I'm committed, going to make it happen in 2017.
Oh, that's so, so good. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for the community of Kalamazoo because they don't know what's coming. This is going to be great. And I hope you check in with us on the podcast and let us know how that's going. Because you're right. Like, that's so big. And so many people deal with that when they're moving to a new place. It takes a while to find your people. It takes a while to really plant those roots, as you say. And life is so much better when you can. So I'm excited for you and for that journey. That's going to be great.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And you know what else? Leslie, just as like an overall thing throughout all of the lands, my hope for 2017 is that it's the year of activism. I hope it's the year people start to recognize their own power and also the power that can be had with a group of people focusing on achieving the same things. I just really want it to be the year of less talk and more action, you know? And I want to continue to be a little bold on this podcast and dare people to do that because it's hard. You and I get a little nervous sometimes with our dares, you know, but I think it's really important to not give in to apathy and instead give in to that boldness as a group of people.
Yeah, I love that. I think if there's anything to take away from 2016, it's that there is really one choice, and that is action. Many of us, I don't think, realize the extent of some of the issues that our country is facing today, and we've learned a lot over 2016. And now it's time to really turn that sort of realization or that disappointment in the realization, some of that fear, turn it into tangible change. And I feel lucky. We've got a community of mama bears who are smart and fierce. They're informed. And honestly, you're right. Let's activate. Let's strike. I can't wait to see what 2017 brings.
Last week, we debuted the segment hashtag I martyr so hard, and we had some really funny comments on our social media channels about other martyring happening in the name of the holidays. One of my favorite was from Sarah on Instagram. She said, and I quote, "Definitely making Christmas cookies that my fam hogged." Let's pause on that for a second, because we've all been there, haven't we? You work hard on a snack or a treat and are just so excited to get one or multiple, and you turn away for just like a hot minute, and then you turn back and they're gone. Oh, God, that's the worst. And you are definitely martyring so hard in that moment, you know? And she also went on to say she's basically making Christmas magical. And I couldn't help but think, like, is this just a mom thing, a woman thing? Do men feel this way? I feel like I need to get to the bottom of this because I definitely feel that pressure myself, as we've talked about before. But, like, is this just us? Females, what's happening?
I don't know. But it's... Yeah, I don't know if it's more internal, but I don't ever hear Jake vocalize any like wrestling with trying to make the season more magical.
Right, same for Zach.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta say, I was so happy to hear from Brenda, who is a listener who wrote in on Facebook, that she also struggled with packing all the things like I do. Yes. And then she told us of the time that she had her husband pack for a weekend camping trip, and the husband just simply forgot one of her son's bags by the front door. And I can't help but think, like, it's further proof that martyring actually might be necessary. Am I right? I mean...
I know. It's like, if guys, if you don't want us to martyr so hard, you're going to need to stop reinforcing our behavior by forgetting the bags by the front door. Fatima told of the time recently that she had asked her husband to shovel the walk so that she could go pick up the kids from school. And he was taking just a bit longer than she was wanting. We've all been there, right? Like, oh, we meant right now. We meant we want to see you in motion right now, right? We've been there. So she went to shovel it herself, forgetting that she had loaned her boots and gloves to her kids. So out she went anyway, in her house shoes and without gloves. Her husband saw this, of course, offered to help, but she denied the help, and she just soldiered on. I mean... On the one hand, I salute this level of martyrdom. I'm thankful she didn't get frostbite, but her commitment to the cause is so legit.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that so much. Oh, that, well done, Fatima. That's amazing. And finally, from Nicole. So Nicole has a huge family. Her parents are divorced, as are her husband's parents, and so her calendar, as you can imagine, is insane this time of year. She told us that the plans to figure out when and how they get to all of these houses always fall on her because she's just an organized person. And at the beginning of the season, she enters into these negotiations with gusto because she's excited to see everyone and spend time over the holidays. But then at some point, one group wants to switch days, or a few family members feel offended by something. This happens, and she goes into DEFCON 5 martyrdom, basically. And she tells her husband that they aren't going anywhere for the holidays. She says it happens every year. And this one makes me laugh because I can totally relate. No idea why we don't plan ahead every year and say to our partners, okay, this actually really stresses me out. I need you to take on 50% of the task. But we don't. We martyr on.
We don't. We sure don't. I do love Nicole, though, because, yeah, we just, it's not like, hey, let's maybe not go to this person's. It's like, nope, nobody gets us. We're just hanging at home.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Well, better luck next year, right? Like, maybe we'll figure it out. I don't know. But right. You guys, anytime you have a funny story to tell of your martyrdom, make sure you tag us and use the hashtag. And it'd be fun, I think, Tessie, to keep this segment full of listener stories, not just through the holidays, but beyond.
Exactly. I love it. Love it.
Martyr so hard.
All right. Our final segment, one we have not done for a while, but it's one of our favorites, and it's just in time for last minute gift ideas. We bring you the Obsess Sesh.
Obsess Sesh.
There it is. I do. I knew you did. Leslie, why don't you go first? Give me a few things that you just are in love with.
The Hamilton mixtape.
I knew it.
I mean, I knew it. Did you really have to ask? Like, come on, sister. I am obsessed with the Hamilton mixtape. A few of my favorite songs, Wrote My Way Out, which is Nas and Lin-Manuel, Dear Theodosia, Ben Folds, Regina Spektor. I mean,
Regina Spektor.
Yeah. Immigrants, We Get the Job Done. I love that one, as does, I mean, the kids love the whole thing, too. And then Who Tells Your Story? It's Common, Ingrid Michaelson. I mean, The Roots are on this. Chance the Rapper, I am in love with. I mean, I knew of Chance the Rapper, and I listened to some of his music and I'd heard his stories, but after hearing him on this mixtape, I'm just in love. I love it. I can't tell you how much I love this mixtape. That I am
listeners, she has her hands in the prayer position. She is literally thanking whoever out there for this goodness.
I'm just like, we are so lucky to live in a world where Lin-Manuel makes music. So check it out. You're going to love it. Hamilton mixtape for all of you Hamilton lovers out there. And, you know, even if you were kind of like, I don't know if I like the musical, like, this is your way into the musical. You will like this no matter what. So check that out. The other thing I am obsessed with, actually, Tessie, you and I both just read the book by Esther Emery, What Falls from the Sky. And we got this book from its publisher, and we are so excited. I think you and I both can speak for both of us here. This book is fantastic. I savored it. It was one of those where I could have kind of plowed through it, but I kept just limiting myself, you know. I'd read two or three chapters and then put it down and just kind of let it soak in and then pick it up again. It's about a woman who goes, basically she does this kind of shtick where she quits the internet for an entire year. She now lives off the grid entirely in a yurt in Idaho, and we get to interview her sometime in 2017, and I'm so excited, and I'm obsessed with this book and this woman's story. We'll link it in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's definitely link it in the show notes. I am so with you. It's so well written. She's super. I love how she was like, I actually did it as a shtick to see if I could write a book and get famous, you know?
Right.
But then goes through this, like, evolution. And it's not just social media. A lot of people are doing the shtick of like going off of social media. She literally doesn't use a debit card.
Right.
She doesn't use the internet.
Anything electronic, like any of the electronic processing kind of that right. requires.
It's amazing.
It is. How about you? What are you obsessed with? You always have such fun stuff.
Well, okay, so I might be mispronouncing this, so my apologies, but it's something like Nakatano.
Okay.
It's spelled Naketano. We'll link to it, of course, in the show notes, but they have clothing and jackets. Zach had gotten me a sweatshirt from this company last year. I've been obsessed with it since. Because it's really long enough that I can just wear yoga pants or skinny jeans under it, and it hits kind of just below the booty, so it really is just so cute. He got me one that has two dogs on it that look like our two dogs that died a few years ago.
Oh, God.
But they look so cute and happy. It's like they're in dog heaven, and it makes me so happy every time I wear it. I'll have to find a picture of it. It's super thick, and the hood is like it's the coolest design. The hood is, it's my favorite part of the whole thing. But my parents were asking what I wanted for Christmas, so I got sucked into the website recently, looking for a new coat, and I spent a good 2 hours. It's just I'm obsessed. Their stuff is vegan. I mean, it's oh God, it's beautiful.
Okay.
You guys, you've got to check them out. And then my next one is Jeffree Star Velour Liquid Lipstick. Oh, they're so amazing.
The name is amazing. Like, Star
Velour.
I know.
Well, do you know who Jeffree Star is?
No, of course I don't.
Okay, well, of course. Okay, well, he's this amazing man who always has fabulous, like, makeup on. He's a designer. I mean, he's just an incredible
Tessie,
person.
We get to live in a world with Lin-Manuel and Jeffree Star.
It's so true. You've got to check it out. You got to go on the website because there are pictures of him all over. But anyway, these lipsticks stay on for so long, but the other lipsticks, the stains, they dry out your lips really, really bad. So winters, I just can't wear them because the next day I'm so chapped, you know? But Jeffree Star, he just, like, they're hyper pigmented. Their colors are gorgeous. if you like makeup, or even just if you like a little pop of color on your lip, you gotta check them out. They have really funky colors too, like the purples and the blues and the greens, if you're into that. Fun. But if not, they have my two favorite colors are kind of like a pinky nudish color. I'll be wearing them for Christmas, so feel free to applaud.
Awesome. I love it. I can't wait. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see your lipstick.
I know. That's right. Can't wait to take a nap on the couches after we open presents with you. It'll be great times. All right. So today we actually don't really have a dare for you. We thought we'd keep it light. We thought we'd keep it fun. But we do want to encourage you, of course, to just try to live in the moment for the rest of the year. Revel in the time spent with your families and friends and just try to soak in all the joy and love wherever it can be found. You guys, we're so grateful you all have chosen to spend a little time with us and our guests every week this year, and just want to take a second to truly thank you. We know that in a lot of ways, time is our most valued resource as a culture. And so by you spending some of yours with us, we're just truly humbled and thankful, and we recognize what that means for you. This community has meant the world to us over the last 7 months, and we hope you can tell that we continue to try to make this podcast a better experience overall for you. We hope that you come here to be reminded that you are already living a life that would be worthy of an entire podcast episode dedicated just to you, even on days when it doesn't feel that way to you, truly. So thank you for an incredible 2016. We hope you'll join us in 2017, as well as invite others to join our community of fierce, fierce mama and papa bears.
Love it, sister. She speaks for both of us. She really does. Guys, don't forget, we have a couple of really fun giveaways. Remember the dope ass mom from Monday? She's so dope ass, and she's giving away an hour of her time, a little consultation with you, a lucky listener. All you have to do is leave an iTunes review on the Mama Bear Dares podcast page. Remember, not only will this get you entered to win, but it just gives a little boost in our podcast status, if you will. It helps helps us with iTunes rankings, and it also helps reach other mama bears. So do that, iTunes review, and follow Andrea, the dope ass mom, on Instagram, tagging someone who you think is a dope ass mom. I know you know a ton of them. So tag them, write a review, and you could win the giveaway. Also, remember Margot Starbuck from 2 weeks ago? Her book, Overplayed, is one that she wants to give away. It's that fantastically researched book on youth sports today in America. Again, leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to win that. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Snapchat. Every once in a while, Tessie, I was even thinking, if you find us on Facebook, maybe on Christmas we could do a little Facebook Live or something. That might be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
So we're all of those places, and we love to hear from you. I know you're going to martyr. You got some martyr in you, so tell us about it. Find us on social media. Join the community. We're so thankful for you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year!